السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 21st of December, 2024, corresponding with the 19th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Ya Rabbi, laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهداه الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا, ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا, ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala grant the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم total forgiveness and afiyah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسلم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to all our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and we say thank you very much to our brother Mr. Amkizi. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا, إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we complete and conclude Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, chapter number 14 and verses number 83, 84 and 85. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتُهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Hence, when the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, not elected by people, the best of creation, and Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the best of the best of Allah's creation in the entire universe, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to them, the people, the masses, bil bayyinat, with a clear signs, with a clear miracles, farihu bima indahum min al ilm. Then the people, the masses, then they were very, very proud and very, very happy. Bima indahum min al ilm, with what they possessed of the knowledge. They knew the knowledge of materialism. They knew the knowledge of agriculture. They knew the knowledge of business. They knew the knowledge of everything that distracted them from all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They distracted them from the messengers, from the prophets of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the divine books and scriptures. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَلْزِئُونَ. And they are the ones who continued mocking the messengers, mocking the message of the messengers. And when that happened, then what Almighty Allah did, action and reaction, amal and radda amal, وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَلْزِئُونَ. And it encircled them, it surrounded them, the punishment and chastisement which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala designated for them because of their mocking and ridiculing and belittling the messengers and the truth. If we just take this verse today and we look at humanity, we look at the world at the micro level or macro level, we see we are more than 8 billion people on this earth. 1 billion maximum are Muslim. And speaking of true Muslim, we don't count Qadianis and Shias and Agahanis and all these characters because they are not Muslim. So we say 1 billion are Muslim. And then 7 billion plus are non-Muslim. So what are they doing? When the prophet's messengers, the message comes to them, they make a mockery of it. They will ridicule it. They will tell you it is orthodox, it's outdated, and it's not practical. You need to be pragmatic, and all these type of fancy words they will use and so forth. Then when the punishment comes, then you see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala unleashing his punishment, and you see in Mayot what happened there in 1 hour, in half an hour, 15 minutes, Almighty Allah showed us Qudrat ka Karishma, that French territory, the worst, remember, punishment in centuries. Almighty Allah shows us from time to time in different places how He alone will unleash His punishment. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا. That is how Almighty Allah warns His servants. I will and I can and I will use it, my punishment, in a split second. Not days and months, but in a split second, I'll decimate and destroy you if I want to. Now these people were being punished. Their sakarat has started. You see, today in the world, they tell you, we call it the Sadi season, as far as Muslims go, because there's no such thing as Christians. The Pope, the pastor, the priest, they have taken their masses of the Christian world, and they know the masses are asses. So they fooled them. There's no such thing that Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place on 21st of December. So if you go to the Quran Sharif, it is rejected, chapter 19, verses 24-25. Allah Jalla Wala states, addresses Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, she gave birth miraculously to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. If any person says that she was married to Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf Najjar, and then Jesus was born, Islamically such a person is out of the fold of Islam. So the Bible makes mention of that. Look at Luke, L-U-K-E, chapter 2, verses 7, 8, and 9. Nevertheless, the Quran Sharif makes arrangements and informs her, gives her the bushra and bishara, the glad tidings. In Surah Maryam, she is the only lady. Her name, Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned explicitly in the Quran Sharif. 34 times, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, Mubarak name, 25 times in the Noble Quran, Surah Maryam, chapter 19, one entire chapter dedicated to this honorable Siddiqa, wa ummuhu Siddiqa, Allah called her Siddiqa, so Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, al-Batul, al-Azra, Azra Mary, the Virgin, and Maryam al-Batul, so a wonderful name for your daughter, granddaughter, the one who left the toxic society and chose a pure and a chaste society. So nevertheless, Allah says, don't be worried. Allah tahzani, fadajala rabbuki tahtaki sariya. Don't be sad. Don't grieve, O Sayyidah Maryam. I'm going to elevate your rank and status. Allah has made divine arrangements for the water you will need post-birth. Lo and behold, the water started gushing out around her, surrounding her. And then the food, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Just step the tree, just touch it slightly, and you will see the fresh dates, mashallah, that they will start falling down from the tree. So Allah made the arrangements for the solids and the liquids, and this will help you after and during giving the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So all this happens in the summer months, now December, in mid-winter, in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem, in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, whole of Palestine. And Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place in the summer months. Look at Luke, you Christians, don't be such fools and idiots. And see, look at Luke, and there it's mentioned about the shepherds, they brought in their flock of sheep and so forth. So remember that normally will happen during the summer months and not winter months. And that is enshrined in the Bible, Luke chapter 2, verses 7, 8, and 9. And there's no pastor, no pope, there's no hope for the pope and the priest who can prove to us from scripture that in their divine books where it is mentioned that on the 25th December, that is Christmas Day. Yes, we can prove conclusively the Puritan Parliament of Britain, of England, of UK at that time, they banned Christmas celebration. In 1647, for 13 years they banned it in England. And 400 years they banned Christmas celebrations in Scotland. They said all this business of wine, dine, and swine is all promiscuity and got nothing to do with Christianity. It's a pagan custom. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. You go and Google it and see. So you see, when a person is in Sakarat, is in the pains and pangs of death, they lose control. So therefore, when a person is drunk, then also you call it Sukara. They lose control. And then instead of driving on the right side of the road, they drive on the wrong side. They drive taking the opposite side in the traffic. They drive in the tree. You watch now, during this festive season, as the Kufar non-Muslims call it, we call it the Sali season, you will see 1,000 people dead in South Africa. Why? Because of speeding and because of drunk. Allah is drunk, but they want to use euphemism. They will say substance abuse and drinking abuse, gambling abuse. All this haram, remember that in Islam, but it's all euphemisms they use. So when that person reaches that stage, after the punishment has come, just like the Pharaoh, now see what happens. The punishment came already, and this is the last moments of his or her life. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْ بَعَثَنَا. Hence, when they see our punishment, our chastisement, already they entered into the sakarat, the pains and pangs of death. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi, Mustafa Ahmad read, اللهم إني على سكرات الموت اللهم إنا على سكرات الموت أعني أو الله assist me أو الله assist us plural collectively against the pains and pains of death. فلما رأوا بأسنا قالوا آمنا بالله وحده. At that time they say, now we believe in Almighty Allah exclusively. He had no parents, no children, no associates, no partners. وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. And we reject whatever we were ascribing, associating to him. Quran Kareem teaches us, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You must believe in the unseen. But this is يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْمُشَاهَدَ. They're already seeing. We must remember the year after. Therefore, when he or she dies and passes away, then you see the eyes are watching. And then the ta'alluq connection between the soul, spirit and body is totally cut off. It does not have the strength to close the eyes. And me and you who are there, and the person who passed away is a Muslim, Muslimah, then read, O Muslim, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the name of Almighty Allah, on the religion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Allah's verdict is, now when Sakarat, the pains and pangs of death started, then what happens? And they say they believe, فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَأُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. So their iman, which they brought now, when they saw the Sakarat, after the final punishment came, does not benefit them in the least. لَمَّا رَأَوْ بَعْسَنَا. After they had seen the punishment, this is the habit of Allah, the system of Allah, just like the Pharaoh also believed, but alas, too late. Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat fi ibadi. This is the system of Almighty Allah which came to pass during for his servants. Now is the time to bring iman and faith, not as a time of death when you're already leaving this world and you're connected to the year after already. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. At that juncture, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, they will be the biggest losers. Everlasting doom and gloom. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. They lost in this world and they are the failures day in the year after. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, always read chapter 3, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh, beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance. And grant us on your side the special mercy that will envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. You are the best of givers, Ya رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We concluded Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir. Chapter number 40, we beg Almighty Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah, the wasila and barakah and blessing of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is our beloved parents, du'as, our teachers, du'as, Allah, jalla wa la, grant all of them, jannatul firdaws al-a'la, who passed away. Those who are alive, Allah, jalla wa la, grant them siha, afiyah, perfect iman and Islam, and never make them muhtaj of makhluk and creation. Make us muhtaj of you alone, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So that should be our dua. And we read chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa'ala, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الْرَاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 19th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Gaza, genocide, GG. Day number 442 today, this Saturday. Let's give you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Three jutkas dead and the speech to hell getting toasted. We're very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy for the jutkas or people who are murdering and killing our babies, children, civilians, whether it be in Syria, whether it be in Libya, Palestine, or whether it be in any other part of the world, in Sudan or India or Kashmir and so forth. Starvation continues in Gaza. And that is one of the tactics and strategy of the Haramis, the baby killers, the Jutlas and the Zionists. They were the Jutlas, the murderers of prophets and messengers as enshrined in the noble Quran. Still no agreement, remember, regarding the ceasefire and so forth. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, will not go to Poland. Normally, they go there for celebrations and to speak about the Holocaust that also cooked up 6 million. So remember, there's no such thing as 6 million. One big fat lie, international lie. Yes, the truth is there are 6 million Palestinians plus in the diaspora living outside Palestine, because Palestine is occupied today by the squatters, and that are the Jutlas and the Zionists. So that is the truth that we can substantiate as any Jew. Substantiate for us the 6 million. Their own people are rejecting it nowadays and so forth. Maximum 1 million, half million it was. Erdogan, oh, he plays a double game. So he of Turkey, he says the U.S. and the West must prevent Israel from invading Syria. So look at this. Hey, you Jutla, Jutnil, Harami, Zionists. Gideon Levy writes, Gideon Levy is my favorite journalist in the Haaretz newspaper. He's a Jew, but he writes the truth most of the time. So Gideon Levy writes, the only colonial country remaining in the world today is Israel, stealing the land grab, and remember that saying that they are democracy and so forth. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. You are people who are squatters. You are the biggest crooks on earth, and you practice state terrorism, America and Israel. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israeli settlers burn a portion of a mosque in West Bank, and then, remember, they use graffiti, and they spray graffiti, death to the Arabs and so forth, right on the mosque walls. That are the Jutlas. Therefore, Quran Sharif teaches us, any person, any time, who goes and desecrates the mosque, or they close the mosque, like what happened in South Africa, went to court and so forth, so Almighty Allah will humiliate you forever. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Chapter 2, verse 114. In this worldly life, they will be humiliated, disgraced, and in the year after, there will be a grievous penalty and punishment. Allahumma qadna amin. Macron, the Hitler, remember, of Europe came there to Mayotte, and that is under French rule, like how you have reunion here and next to Mauritius. So there, where the cyclone and all these things hit there, big problems, hundreds of thousands are dead, and to recover will take decades. He was booed and humiliated in front of everybody. So he's having a tough time. But the Harami, he is. 38 Republicans voted against Trump. America doesn't have enough money to pay the bills. Their debts are running in billions and trillions. And now Trump thought he's a big shot. He can do as he please. Already Allah humiliated him. His own party, 38 Republicans, voted against him and voted for the Democrats. So that is, inshallah, the shutdown of America, or things will go worse. Inshallah, during Trump's time, 20th, remember, that is January now, 1 month, less than a month. So he will be the 47th president of America. And inshallah, the whole America will fall flat. Israel will fall flat. And Arab temple dictators, Haramis, will also fall, inshallah. Russia attacks, remember, Ukraine, anti-air, and damages several embassies. In one building, there are several embassies. The Palestinian embassy also is there, and many other countries. So they all were damaged and so forth. So Putin says, you want to play? I teach you how to play. You will take one general out. I will take your buildings and embassies also out. So remember, day, it is day number 1031 from Russia with love. So we like Putin only for one reason, when he attacks the Americans and American interests and Israelis and their interests. Everywhere else, we call him a Harami, and that's what he is, Putin. We've been to Russia, China, so we know what happened there. Russia allows four wives. You see that? How's that now? They say to Muslims, you want one wife, two wives, three wives, four wives, no problem. You can take four wives. And remember, in Germany, one correct what the people were doing their Christmas of shopping. So he drove his car straight inside, you know, to the market and the shoppers. So one dead and dozens injured and so forth. Trump is warning already, you must remember. The European countries better buy oil and gas from us, the United States. Otherwise, terrors all the way. And he threatened the BRICS countries. Putin told him go to hell. China told him go to hell. I believe Cyril also woke up. Cyril told him, and he learned from Mugabe. Mugabe told, you must remember, Tony Blair, you keep your Britain, I keep my Zimbabwe. You see, that is to tell Mugabe, we whites are superior. So to hear, this guy Mugabe was one of the most intelligent African leaders. He said, you white man, you can tell me what you want to. I only know one thing. When I go and relieve myself, urinate, defecate, then I use the white toilet paper for my black backside. You see that? So that is what you are. So he told us to Blair and company. That was vintage Mugabe, but he made a mess eventually of the Zimbabwe. So Cyril also told him to Trump, you keep your America, I will keep our South Africa. I hope you said that, you know, the TikTok story and so forth. So Malawi wakes up from their slumber and is demanding from the U.S. firm millions and billions of dollars over the diamonds and the gems which they have underpaid them and crooked them and so forth. U.S. drops the $10 million reward for Syria's new leader, Julani. People spell it J-U-L-A-N-I. We spell it J-E-W-L-A-N-I. He's giving in to almost everything what the Americans and Europeans want. So therefore, now they remove the $10 million reward. South Africa, they say for this year, no more load deduction. You see, they know how to play with words. First it was load shedding, now load deduction. And the Jutas are marching tonight against Israel, and you South Africans better watch that also. Remember that, because things will happen in this week or next week, inshallah. CR, President Ramaphosa, signs the Bela Bill, you see, and now it is law, and the Afrikaners are very upset and so forth. The clampdown on the spaza shops and so forth. Yesterday for us and my sister and our family is a special day. So I have two brothers, they passed away, parents passed away, my two sisters are alive. So my elder sister, 8 years old, her granddaughter, Juwelia, inshallah, her nikah, Mona Ismail Osman. And my niece, Hanifa's daughter, Juwelia, nikah will take place today in Masjid Osman. And mashallah, that will be around 5:15, and the groom is Hafiz. Muhammad Fazil Suleiman, the son of Hafiz Abdul Qadir Suleiman. I haven't met them, but today we'll meet them, inshallah. So the father, mother are honored, Abba Asma, and mashallah, they have four sons, all of them Hafiz, and the father also Hafiz. So we call you Abul Hufaz, mashallah. What an honor for the family. Five of them are Hafiz, alhamdulillah. So tonight, inshallah, Asr Salat at Masjid Usman is 4:30, and then there will be Qiraat, and then Nasiha, advice, and then the Nikah, inshallah, Aziz. Today's program, 7 to 9, Mawana Khalid, inshallah, Aziz. Then 2:30 to 3 will be Mawana Musa Rahir, Islah, and you know, to do our self-reformation. And then 6 to 8, inshallah, will be Suleiman Esau's program, Akhirat. Okay, Mawana, we have 15 minutes left in Salati, inshallah. Our program today is here in Masjid Abu Bakr. Last night, we had a wonderful program here in Masjid Jumma Masjid, the big Masjid here. Allah Ta'ala reward the Imam Al-Arabat and reward all the trustees. And reward the three brothers, Hafiz Bilal, Hafiz Hassan, and Brother Burrahman. They all had all my connections, all three brothers, Nikah, I performed. So I met all of them yesterday. Allah grant their mother also, Shifa and Kamil. She will go for operation very soon. Allah Ashfiha, Shifa and Kamil and Ajil and Mustafa. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Jeeem or Allah.
A question came through. A boy and a girl elope, they get involved in a haram relationship, and the girl falls pregnant, and thereafter they make nikah, and a child is born in less than 6 months. Mufti Sahab, will that child be considered a legitimate child, or an illegitimate child in terms of Sharia.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You, my brother and sister, who eloped, you had a love affair, and then you slept with one another and you did everything, obviously out of marriage. So now what are the consequences? Study Surah 24, Surah Nur. It comprises 68 verses. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu wardah, wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. So all this you will find in the tafsir and commentary of our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sahabuni of Halab of Aleppo, passes, he spent 50 years plus in Mecca, passes away in Istanbul, he's buried there. Open Rawa'iul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, open Tanbirul Adhan, you will find that regarding Surah Nur. So in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 2 and 3, when the boy and girl commit fornication, so they're not married. A zaniya to a zani. Fajdidu kulla wahidin min umami at the jalda. Give them 100 lashes in public. Wala ta'khudhkum bihima ra'fa. Don't show them any mercy and compassion. So that is what the Quran says. Wal yashhad azabahuma ta'ifatum min al-mu'mineen. The Islamic punishment is a deterrent. Make few people a sample example and everybody will live in peace. Then, now you committed this crime, you are punished, and thereafter, الزَّانِيَةُ لَا يَمْتِحُوَا إِلَّا زَانِيَةٌ. Because both parties are Muslim, or one party is non-Muslim, make them Muslim, and thereafter get married as soon as possible. Now, these are the scenarios. Number one, so you got married, and after 2 months, 3 months, 4, 5 months, the lady gave birth, so in that case, they all the jurors and fukaha, and scholars will say that yulhaqul waladu bil um, that the child, the baby, the lineage will go to the mother. And when the woman gave birth after 6 months, meaning nikah took place, the marriage ceremony took place, and then after the nikah she gave birth, after 7 months, 8 months, and so forth, then what happens? Al Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the majority of jurists and scholars say, even in that case, the lineage of the child will go to the mother, is a haram child. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Allah the genius, he has a law, and the law is, النِّكْمَةُ لَا تَنَالُ بِالْمَحْزُورِ, that the bounties of all Majallah Azza wa Jalla cannot be obtained via haram things, remember that. So all Majallah teaches us in chapter number 25, Surah Furqan, criterion verse 54, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He Almighty Allah created the human being, the masterpiece of the semen and sperm. Then, فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبَهُ وَسِحْرًا. Then Almighty Allah gave us the lineage. So now I am the son of Haji Ismail and my mother Halima. They passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. It's a great bounty. And then we got married. Mother-in-law also Halima, father-in-law Haji Usman Wali Muhammad. Both of them Waliullah. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. So remember to get married and have father-in-law, mother-in-law, great bounty of Allah. This is Mawqi'ul Imtihan. Allah is highlighting his bounties and favors. You go to haram, pack your rifle in wrong places like Trump can make a storm, Stormy Daniels and all that. Then the lady conceives, so that child will never be a halal child. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, irrespective of the duration before 6 months, after 6 months. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he was a genius as well. So he says that no, that if the marriage took place, and after 6 months, 6 months or more, the baby is born, then the lineage will go to the father. So we ask Imam Abu Hanifa why. He said, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. The minimum period of pregnancy gestation is 6 months. So therefore, only he will pass the verdict. But in this day, this age, we must pass the verdict on majority scholars, because at 100 nations, nowhere really in the world, maybe one, two countries, there, Kabul and Afghanistan and those places, you might find this. Otherwise, so people will just use it as a loophole, and therefore you call this al-fiqhul waqi', the fish, the, it will evolve sometimes when the hala changes and so forth and so on. So therefore, our fatwa will be in this latest age, we say the child is haram child in all cases, and the lineage will go to the mother, so that will be a deterrent to all the members.
Mufti Saab is sleeping with one's wife and being romantic and affectionate, considered an ibadah.
The Sahaba came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mentioned once that if we fulfill the conjugal relationship of our wife, they fulfill ours, so that also is ibadah. But if we look at it, we are fulfilling our lust, our desires, our passion, and so forth. People have 7, 8, 9 calls, and then the last call is intercourse, and so forth, and so on. So they didn't say that. I'm saying that now. So just now you could say Sahaba said, I'm saying that. So you must remember that in a case like that, so Nabi alayhi salam used piyas, an analogy. If you or any person goes and commits fornication, adultery, will you get a sin? Will there be consequences? Will there be punishment? Yes. So now if you do it the halal way, so then it becomes ibadah. So Islam remembers zikr and zakr. Zikr is you remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and you fulfill the conjugal rights in the right place, not haram places. So remember, Quran praises such people. Go open the beginning of the 18th Juz, 18th Subara, and go open the Quran Sharif in Surah Mu'minun, verses 5, 6, 7, and so forth. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. The true believers are those who guard their private parts. Therefore, every one of us, male, female, married, not married, read the following dua. Allahumma hassin qalbi, O beloved Allah, protect my private parts. MashaAllah, my brother Hafiz Muhammad Ali Dora is here to pick me up. He is the great son of our Haji Abdul Sattar Oka and Ma. So MashaAllah, where I'm staying here, MashaAllah, wonderful, wonderful people. So now he will take me there to Masjid Abu Bakr. We will read Fajr Salat there and advice is there, inshallah Aziz. But we carry on, we fire up, inshallah Aziz, right till we reach there, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what must a person do if he smoked whilst he is in Ihram?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, when a person is in Ihram, you are the guest of Almighty Allah, Duyufur Rahman. And then Quran says, Fala Rafaka. No husband wife talk. You can't be holding your wife's hand in Ihram and telling her, oh poppy, how darling, oh sweetheart, how sweet and how smooth your hands are. Wala Kusuka. And no sins. So now you making dua. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But you start the agarbati yourself. You start the cigarette and the cigar yourself. So what is that? A person swears outside the masjid. A person swears inside the masjid. Which one is worse? So to smoke, to buy cigarettes, sell cigarettes, to smoke, all our fatwa is not permissible. Now you go and smoke with ihram. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And then you're smoking also. Absolutely haram. You should be ashamed of yourself. So make sincere tawbah. Give out 50 riyals as a punishment for yourself so you don't commit that crime again. It's not compulsory, the 50 riyals. Then the suggestion for our side so that you learn a lesson about the matter that you don't commit this type of crime again in future. So remember that وَلَا رَفَتَ وَلَا كُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. And remember this, there's no arguing, fighting, mind you ate haram. So absolutely haram it is. And remember, it's a horrible, terrible habit. I'm going for Fajr Salat with my brother Hafiz Muhammad Ali, Hafiz Dora. And then what happens? If a person stands next to me and he was smoking, you know how bad we feel. But look at this brother, he came for Salat. But he's now desecrating the sanctity of the masjid, causing harm to the angels, causing harm to the musallis, causing harm to the environment. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago. The hadith mentioned by Imam Malik rahimahullah in Mu'tamar Malik, authentic hadith. La darara wa la dirara. Don't cause harm to yourself. Don't cause harm to others. Absolutely haram.
Mufti Saab, we are doing our third Umrah and my sons don't have much hair to shave. See, what is the Shariat's Masla? Number two, Mufti Saab, if a person is bald and he makes Umrah, how is he going to shave his hair when he has no hair?
Remember, here there are three issues. Issue number one, those of you who are in Makkah, going towards Makkah, what is better? Jaksatul Tawaf or Jaksatul Umrah? To perform more Tawaf is better or more? Instead, Umrah is better. So which one is better? Those members to make more Tawaf is much superior than making more Tawaf, more Umrah. So more Tawaf is better, it's superior than making more Umrah. Dalil and evidence for that, hadith and tribunal. As long as the faith is seen of Allah, what does it mean to do the belongs to Allah? Who? Mustafa, hadith and tribunal. You perform 50-0 tawaf. One tawaf comprises 7 circuits in the car. So you go around the Baytullah, these times, you come out of your intent. From your sense, like the day of biological father is good. So rather give preference to more tawaf over more. Second one, you're making second, third umrah, now you don't have much hair, so you don't have to go to the barber. You just go, you finish your tawaf, you finish your two rakat salat, then you finish your sahih, everything is done. So just take the plates, you know, the shaving, and then you just take it over your head, and then whatever, even one hair, three hair, five hair, whatever is there, you remove all that, you're out of the haram. The person is bald, same thing. You must take the machine or the razor, you call it in Arabic, Ibrahul Moose. So you take that razor and you go over your head, remember, and in that way, that you will be released from the state of Ihram, the state of consecration.
Okay, Sahab, if you are in Medina or Makkah and pray Salah in the room, do you pray full Salah?
For you ladies, now, if you are reading Salat in your own rooms there and so forth, and you're reading on your own, you're not following Imam and so forth, so remember that you will be reading Qasr Salat. That is according to the Hanafis, because most of you are going for 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, Makkah, Medina, 6, 7, 8 days, and then Medina, 7, 8, 9 days, so you musafir. According to the Hanafis, remember that if you spend 14 nights or less in a place, like I am now in Kihat, and then in Witbeck, and then in Musselburg today, and so forth, so remember that I'm musafir. 14 nights or less. And if it is 15 nights or less, so remember, so sorry, 15 nights or less, then you musafir. If it is 15 nights or more, so remember that if it is 15 nights or more, then you read full Salat, that is the Hanafi school. According to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, if you spend 4 nights or more in a place, 4 nights or more in a place, then you read full Salat. And if it is less than 4 nights, is 3 nights and so, then remember that you will read Qasr Salat. So that is the fatwa that you should take cognizance of. But nobody is allowed to read Salat in Makkah, Medina from the hotel, and then you say you're following the Imam. So all that would not be permissible and not acceptable. You should take cognizance of that as well. The last question.
Mufti Saab, my husband passed away. His brother and wife wants to take me and my kids for Umrah. My elder son is 12. Will it be permissible to travel with my son as my mahram?
But your son is not baligh. So remember the way I understand the question, that your sister and her husband, so her husband is not your mahram, so you all are strangers, and then your son, 12. So the earliest in Islam, the boy becomes baligh at the age of 12, but that happens rarely, not normally, very seldom it happens. So if he is baligh, he already experienced ihtilam and wet dream, then only he'll be your mahram. Otherwise, he's still considered a minor and he's not your mahram, not permissible for you to go for Umrah. Then wait for another 1 year, 6 months or so. After he sees the map of Malawi or Zimbabwe or whatever, or South Africa, then inshallah he'll become your mahram. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, Majid Abu Bakr.